Ladies first.
Hi, my name's Nicole Sosi. I am the drummer in Sunburnt Stone, and I am here in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Daryl?
Oh, man. So, can you hear me now? All right. So, I'm Daryl Young. I'm not Chi. Chi is my middle name, actually. So, I play guitars. I do all the recordings for Sunburnt Stone and showing Andrew how to do it on his own. I'm based out here in Phoenix, Arizona. So, sometimes I go to California. This is actually Newport Harbor behind me. But yeah, so I'm out here. I'll go back to Albuquerque, and I need to schedule a trip out there soon to visit these guys for rehearsal. So a little bit of a distance between us, but every opportunity I can do to make it out there.
I'm Andrew Buzzy Wilson. I'm originally from Northern Arizona, Navajo Reservation, but I found myself living here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. This is where I'm employed currently. And I play guitar, I sing, and I write a lot of the songs for Sunburnt Stone.
Yat e chi mako yinishie. Chi beligana techen. Hashinidye.
Oh, yeah, it's Andrew Wilson in ish, yeah. Dolly, Dolshik is Daryl. That's cool, man.
How indigenous is your music?
How indigenous is our music? That's a good question. Because we take a lot of our influences of our lives and embed it into the music. So, jokes aside, I guess you can say 50% indigenous.
Well,
but it's funny that because we're bringing all of our influences together, not only our musical influences, but where we've grown up as children, me growing up out in the cities of LA and Andrew out in the reservations and Nicole out in Gallup.
Bordertown.
So we have Bordertown and City Slicker.
You bring up a real interesting topic to me. The entire title of our first album, we call it El Navajo, and it was when I was a little kid, I saw the spelling for Navajo in different, there's like a Spanish spelling. And then there was like, my dad had these old books, like they were English and stuff. And then it was spelled like with an English type spelling. I think Daryl had found some movie that was spelled with the English spelling. And, like our culture, we exist in it. I would say like it's a different world now than our ancestors did because, of us being conquered and then assimilated and then, having to basically survive in a modern world like this economy that we have now in the United States, like, and even within ourselves, like my parents, when my dad was white and he's of German descent and my mother was Navajo. And Daryl shares the same thing as me, and Nicole's mixed all over the board, with Pueblo. What are you, Navajo? And she took
Spanish.
Spanish, like a DNA test recently. And our first album, I wanted to portray that specifically, especially in the title. And a lot of people say like the word Navajo itself is a Spanish word. We ourselves call ourselves Dene, like the people, that's what we call ourselves. And when we use the word El Navajo, we change the spelling to English in it too as well. But it's basically to portray like all these mixed cultures and stuff that make us up as what we are now. And going back to what Daryl was saying, about how, like, you know, all our influences, we put them together, and you know, it's what our music sounds like. When you ask us about how traditional our sounds are, you know, it depends on, like, what do you think of traditional Navajo, whether it's like polyrhythms or, you know, like Nicole playing her drum in a 4/4 beat, you know? Like, when I was young, I took part in some song and dance, like, ceremonies, and the medicine man had me play the drum. And I was like, I'd never done this before. And he's like, just play a heartbeat, you know, play what you feel, the rhythm. And it's like that, the rhythm of the earth. And I don't know if Nicole, as a drummer, approaches it at that point, you know, or that level. She used to do hand drum.
Yeah, I started drumming on a hand drum. I went to school at Fort Lewis College. They had a Native American choir there. And I started there just, singing and kind of having fun with the community songs and stuff. And after my first year, the drummer was graduating. So they asked me if I would be the drummer for the group. So that's how I started drumming and started on the hand drum. There's only so much that you can do on the hand drum. Like Andrew said, kind of that 4/4. So I think I do carry that over into the full drum kit that we use for the full band.